Wow, what a show we have for you today. Our guest performs a two-robot surgical repair of a complex spinal break, and in another amazing procedure, a teen can actually walk again, thanks to a first-in-Israel complex spinal surgery at Hadassah. Today, we're speaking with Dr. Josh Schroeder on this episode of Hadassah On Call.
This is Hadassah On Call, New Frontiers in Medicine. In each episode, we go behind the headlines with the Hadassah Medical Organization and look at the work changing what's possible, helping you understand the medical breakthroughs impacting our lives. From neurological malfunction to sexual dysfunction, from striving for peace through medicine to operating room robots, this is Hadassah On Call. Here's Melanie Cole.
My guest today is Dr. Josh Schroeder. He's a senior surgeon and spine specialist in the orthopedic department of Hadassah Medical Organization in Jerusalem, Israel. Dr. Schroeder, you're noted as performing the world's first-of-its-kind dual robotic surgery, a four-hour reconstructive surgery with two robots on Aaron Schwartz, who was severely injured when a heavy wall of steel fell on him at work. How did you decide to do this instead of a more standard approach?
So Aaron came to us after a complex spine fracture, and a 2-ton wall fell and pinned him down. Luckily, he survived. They had a broken tibia and broken multiple vertebrae in his spine. What we usually would do for this kind of surgery would either be an open surgery, which would be multiple hours and heavy on the blood loss, or a single robot surgery, which would do percutaneously, which would be a more advanced surgery. But the problem was, there were so many fractures in his spine, everything would be moving around, and any kind of pre-op imaging would not be accurate enough in order to allow a safe procedure. So what we decided to do is to go and harbor a second robot, which is called the Zygo, or the Artist Zygo, it's his full name. It's a robot that is an imaging robot. It allows us very, very accurate intraoperative imaging, which means once we position the patient in a specific position, the actual location of each one of his broken vertebrae will be imaged to us, and we were able to send the second robot, the Mazur robot, to the accurate location. Now, the complexity is dual. One, you got to know each one of the robots to allow it to work properly. We have great teams at Hadassah supporting us, allowing us to use these robots. And the second thing is to have the robots talk to each other. Now, we are trying to get a navigation robot to talk to a procedure robot, and to get two languages from two different companies, one Israeli company, the Mazur company, to speak to Siemens, which is a German company. So it's actually getting them to the two of them to talk the technologies to speak in the same interface. That was one of the challenges that we had our teams work on for quite some time. And when we got that set up, we were able to allow Aaron to have the safest and maybe the most advanced and the most automated kind of surgery that we can allow today to happen.
Wow. That's amazing. So this complex going back and forth with the languages and getting the robots to talk to each other. And so how is Aaron doing now?
He's great. He was out of the hospital a few days later. He's up walking on his feet. He healed. You know, it turned a very, very complex injury and procedure into a pretty straightforward, you know, once they walk in the park, but a much easier procedure and safer for him, which allowed him to get out of the hospital and to rehab a few days later.
That's incredible. Now tell us a little bit how you came to perform the spinal surgery of Youssef Rabaya. He's a citizen of the Palestinian Authority. And why was this surgery so rare?
So Youssef is a young boy, and he was in a very, very bad car accident in the area of Jenin. Several people were killed in the accident. His sister had a bad injury, and he was transferred to a small hospital, to one of the hospitals in the Palestinian Authority. At that point, he had emergency surgery to try to control any bleeding, but they noticed that he was paralyzed in both of his legs, and that the bleeding was coming from the broken spine. What happened was that his spine at the lowest level was disconnected from the rest of the spine. He had what we call a spondyloptosis. It's one of the vertebrae jumps forward and is completely out of place, which means his spine was pretty much divided at the area, the lowest area segment of the L5-S1 was totally severed. And he couldn't move his legs at all. He had and he was transferred to us. I got a phone call on Friday morning from the person in charge of transfers, and I said, you know, we have an injured child, transfer him right over to Hadassah. The common thing for us to get all the most complicated cases that people in the Palestinian Authority cannot deal with on their own, they're responsible enough to transfer them to us. So we got him at Hadassah. He was sent to the pediatric ICU, where the ICU team did a great job stabilizing him over Saturday, which allowed us to plan a surgery in a really small child to allow to reduce the vertebrae that had jumped out of place and allow his nerves to go back into place and relax and to start function afterwards. So a kid that was totally, I'd say, almost without surgery would be wheelchair bound is now up and going. Now, again, we use the dual robotic technology, which has now become one of our state-of-art procedures for complex spine injuries. And we were able to pinpoint these very, very fine pedicles, which are probably 2, 3, 4 millimeter size, and allow them to bring this terrible injury as part of the team to bring it back to its original anatomical location and allow them a stable fixation.
Dr. Schroeder, one of the things that's so amazing to me is that it seems with you that politics have no effect on your obligation to save human lives, to help people walk again, to help people move their limbs again. Tell us how you came to this feeling.
I think medicine and politics never take part. At Hadassah, for sure, it's one of the things that we stop everything at the entrance at the door, and you can really say we have a staff that comes from all over the world, from Jewish, Arab, Palestinians, Israelis, and the politics stay out. You know, our business is dealing with people and healing people and trying to get people from all around the world better off, and politics have no place to do it with medicine. People are people, and they, regardless of their opinions and their personal beliefs, my job is as a doctor to try to get them better, not get involved in their education. So there's definitely, the way I see it, is that there's no politics in medicine. And I'm happy to deal with any person at any time with any kind of a conviction.
Isn't that wonderful? I wish more people felt as you do. Tell us a little bit about your volunteer work in the refugee camps in Uganda.
So I had that great opportunity to go and volunteer several months in a refugee camp. It's always great to perform medicine in a West World setting, practiced in I trained in New York, I trained in Switzerland, in Israel, and I always had the feeling that I would like to try to do something in a totally different setting. So I had a great opportunity to go and volunteer in Kampala. There's this refugee camp right next to the capital of Uganda, and I spent a couple of months there doing primary health and dealing with deworming and water sanitation and basic medical care in small villages all around the area in Uganda, which was really, first of all, was a great experience on a personal level to see how things can be totally different and how the systems work in a different stage. And to be the first white person that these people had encountered and to try to bring health to a place that nothing exists over there. You know, God has allowed me to be a doctor, and thank God, you know, I can go out and do some good in places that people don't have any other person to be there. And, you know, it's part of the fun of being a doctor.
What a great experience for you and for them as well. And now, as we wrap up, tell us a little bit about your work as a military doctor and in the IDF.
So, this is a totally different thing, but Israel is always preparing for war. And we live in a dangerous neighborhood, and as we always say, let us train forever and never need to use our skills. Yeah, I'm in charge of a military unit that is advanced life saving unit, which is deployed in the field in case of a combat situation. Our job is to save as many wounded soldiers as we have. We have a team of doctors and surgeons and about 40, 50 medics and paramedics that like a small MASH hospital, which opens up in the field. And our job is to come and train and do whatever we can in order to save lives. And that's what we do very well. And, we've definitely trained quite a bit for it, and thank God, you know, we hope that till we retire, we'll never need to use these skills in order to save soldiers. But as Israelis and as Jewish people, we do not have the privilege of sitting back, and we have the obligation to take part, and our job to try to win the war and save as many as people, each one and whatever he can donate and contribute to society.
Dr. Schroeder, we hear you're going to Ethiopia soon. Tell us a little bit about that.
So Hadassah has a long-standing relationship with a hospital in northern Ethiopia in a city called Mekele. It's one of the larger cities in the northern part in Ethiopia altogether, and it sits in has a catching net of about 8 million people in that district. So Professor Moses and Professor and the entire microbiology team definitely have a very good relationship. They have been training them with medical students going over there. Now, they came to us with a problem. There are 8 million people, and there's a lot of spine deformity going on in these countries like anywhere else, but there are no spine surgeons in Ethiopia, and definitely not in that area. Most of these children, if they have a very, very bad deformity, they go down to Addis Ababa, and from Addis Ababa, they get transferred over to a former teacher of mine to have surgery by Professor Boachi in Ghana. Now, that's a great project which he has, but it doesn't help the children who do not have the facilities to transfer down to Addis Ababa. So we went to the hospital, and they said, you know, please come see if we can have spine surgery by you guys. And this is big surgery. It's not something dealing with that day surgery, but needs a large facility and ICU teams and the whole process all together in order to allow us to do it in a safe manner and allow these children who have very, very deformed spines to allow them to have a nice, safe procedure with good and stable spines and reduce their mortality by reducing the chances of pneumonia or other kinds of complications associated with such a bad back. So we went down to Ethiopia several months ago. We assessed the ability. We put a team together, and we're going to go down to Ethiopia to do surgery over there. And what we've set out is to do a procedure at the same level, procedures at the same level that we do them at Hadassah. So we got Medtronic to donate the instrumentation that we use here. We spoke to the Foreign Ministry of Israel, which kindly transferred everything for us to Ethiopia because it's heavy equipment, then we need their help to bring it into the country. Now everything's there, and we're performing surgery all next week on these children that have been previously selected by us as cases that we can do over there. What we're hoping is that once we're successful in this trip, we'll learn the challenges and we'll perform a second, you know, future missions in order to continue the work over there. And in the long process, we're hoping that we'll be able to bring one of their surgeons to Hadassah, a year or two of training to allow him to be independent, that we'll be his mentors from afar, and we'll fly in to help him on difficult cases. And that way, we're not going to only deal with the problem, but hopefully train a future generation of Ethiopian surgeons that will be able to deal with the pathologies that they encounter.
Wow, Dr. Schroeder, your passion for what you do really comes through, and you're such an inspiration to us all. We could sure use more compassionate people such as yourself in this world. Please be sure to come back on and give us some updates. We'd love to hear more of the exceptional work that you're doing on behalf of so many people suffering with spinal injuries. Thank you so much again for being on with us today. This is Hadassah On Call, New Frontiers in Medicine, brought to you by Hadassah, the Women's Zionist Organization of America. The largest Jewish women's organization in America, Hadassah enhances the health of people worldwide through medical education, care, and research innovations at the Hadassah Medical Organization. For more information on the latest advances in medicine, please visit Hadassah.org. And to hear more episodes in this podcast series, please visit Hadassah.org/podcasts. That's Hadassah.org/podcasts. I'm Melanie Cole. Thanks so much for listening.